Around her neck, my goddess wears a very thin silver chain. I bought it for her. I seem to buy my owner lots of things, but this one is her favorite. That's because on that chain, hanging just out of sight, below her neckline, is a little silver something. A very small, ornate silver key. And that key belongs to a lock, aside a cage. The cage my goddess has locked my cock inside of. It's pink, this cage, tight and rigid, severe even. I'm not allowed to take it off, so I live inside it. I can't remember the last time I came, or even touched myself. When I pledged obedience to my mistress, she took away my manhood. I don't need it, she told me, as she ground herself into my tongue. Her pleasure is all I'm to think about now, because my pleasure no longer exists, or even matters. And as she rode my face, I could see that fucking key dangling there. So close, so very close. Letting me see it is one of Goddess's favorite ways to torment me. Mistress loves to make me hard, watching my cock strain against the cage. It hurts when it bulges like that. And she can't help but laugh at my frustrations. My pitiful frustrations. I can't help it. Sometimes she'll unlock it and stroke it till it's very hard. And when I'm throbbing and so close to coming, she'll force it back into confinement and watch as I squirm for relief. A trickle of pre-cum is all I can manage, all that I'm allowed to conjure from deep inside, from within, and I love it. Sometimes Goddess puts me in the closet when she's got company, but she leaves the door open just enough so I can see everything. She wants me to see a real man fuck her. She wants her toy to see what a real cock, free from stricture, see what a real cock can do to her. Thrusting and pounding, sometimes it goes on for hours. My cock strains against the cage, aching, throbbing, and just useless. And then when he unloads, Goddess makes sure to look at me in my hiding spot and just sneer. She knows how badly I want it, and she knows she's the one who holds the key. When she's finished with him, she summons me, and I'm not allowed on Goddess's bed, so I kneel on the floor abjectly next to it. She spreads her legs, and that's when I begin to earn my service. I can taste him as I worship her. It only makes my cock strain even more. Then she asks me if I want to come. She asks how long it's been. I don't even fucking remember anymore. She tells me I may come if I beg hard enough. If I beg and pleasure her like she deserves to be pleasured by a worthless little bitch. Please, I need you. I need to see the way you hide your desire for me. Because I know you want me, that you just hide it to spur me on, for me to realize just how I am owned, to remind me just who's in charge. But I deserve such kindness. I have behaved. I promise you that I have. Can't you see it in mine eyes? Mistress, can you not see? Please, please. Mistress always comes from my pathetic desperation, because it delights her so. I feel her shudder and spasm in my mouth. She always lets me feel her clench once, and then pushes my head away and tells me that I didn't beg hard enough, so I must not really want to come. Maybe next time I'll do better, but I didn't earn the right to come today, she whispers. As I can feel her heart thunder, and her skin gleams with the sweat of the sated, gasping foul words of derision, as yet again I failed her, and I deserve nothing less. No matter how hard I beg, I'm never allowed to come, because my pleasure doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is that my goddess is indeed satisfied. She tells me to go clean the bathroom, and the last thing I see, as I crawl away from her, is my goddess gently and lovingly fondling the sparkling key that hangs around her neck. It is my goddess's favorite possession, after all.